Come on, baby. Hello and welcome to my New York.
Okay.
I'm your host, Naho. Today, we have a special show for you. We will feature the music of Led Zeppelin. At first, we will introduce the group of them.
New Year's Bad, which a precursor of Led Zeppelin, was formed in the United Kingdom in 1968. Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck and others were enrolled in Year's Bad. But Year's Bad dismissed and couldn't continue anywhere. So Jimmy Page, who was the only person, remained in Year's Bad. Gathered new members to continue the tour of Year's Bad. The members were Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham. They finished a tour of Year's Bad, and the band name was changed to Led Zeppelin. After the Hood drummer, Keith Moon, quipped that the band would go down faster than a Led Zeppelin. The group adopted the name Delay.
Deliberately.
Misspelling the first part to prevent people from pronouncing it as Led. Led Zeppelin was an English rock band that became one of the most popular and influential musical ensembles ever. The four-member group debuted in 1968 with a raucous and revolutionary take on British blues rock, and later developed their music in other direction that would contribute to the birth of hard rock and eventually to the rise of heavy metal. They proved to be consistent innovators while remaining popular and accessible, fashioning disparate elements from an eclectic spectrum of popular music, including rockabilly, soul, funk, Celtic, Indian, Arabic, and even Latin. More than 2.5 decades after the band retired in 1980, their music continued to sell well, garnering widespread radio play and prove a seminal influence on modern rock. Their epic Stairway to Heaven is considered by many to be the greatest classic rock song ever recorded. To date, the group has sold more than 300 million albums worldwide, including over 100 million albums in the United States alone. Their most famous song includes Rock and Roll, Black Dog, Immigrant Song, Kashmir, Dazed and Confused, Whole Lot Love, Stairway to Heaven, and Acibilistan.
And also in the early 1970s, Led Zeppelin said, the father of heavy metal hard rock band with the same time bands, Black Sabbath, Deep Purple.
Now, we'd like to introduce about this song more detailed. You know, Stay Away to Heaven is a song by the British rock group Led Zeppelin, released in 1971. On their fourth studio album. It is widely accepted as one of the greatest of all rock songs, and it is the most frequently requested song on FM radio stations in the United States. Despite never being released as a single, it did, however, appear as a promotional disc in the United States on an Australian acoustic EP, and in the 1990s as a 20th anniversary promo issue. The band began to write the song during the sessions for Led Zeppelin 3 in December 1970. It is not entirely clear whether a movie title was an inspiration for the song or the title.
The song was first played live at Belfast Arthur Hall on March 5, 1971, and it was performed at every subsequent Led Zeppelin concert from 1975 to 1980, usually as part of a final encore. Stairway to Heaven is one of the biggest selling CD publications in rock history. Let's go on to talk about its release. The release had written by Led Zeppelin vocalist Robert Plant. In this song, it seems hard for us to find some consistent theme. There are some different opinions of this release. For example, some say it doesn't mean anything. That says it means something really deep. And some people even say it means whatever you want it to mean.
Stairway to Heaven is their most famous song, and this song has a lot of pros and cons. On one hand, this song is a magnum opus and an anthem. On the other hand, some people say this song is tedious and too long. But this is true that this song is one of the most famous rock numbers. When they have debuted, a lot of critics savaged their songs, but now they couldn't but shut a mouth since they made Stairway to Heaven public. One of this group member, John, said this comment like irony that nobody doesn't come to compare them to Black Sabbath since this song released. And this song also worked great to cut off a level which was set up conventionally. And more, the arpeggio by the guitar of introduction became so famous that everyone imitated. In some music store, the music was used frequently to try this song. So the sales clerk was fed up completely, and some store forbade this music of trying.
Anyway, a seminal influence was the book Magic Arts in Celtic Britain by Ruth Spence, which Blunt recently read. It contained references to May Queen's pipes and bustling headgrowth. Also, one of the most individual points of this song is backwards. Critics of rock and roll songs and of Led Zeppelin in particular have alleged that a backwards message is recorded into Stairway to Heaven. If a portion of the song played backwards, then supposedly was beginning with "Oh, here's to my sweet stamp" can be heard. Christian fundamentalists and others have interpreted different lyrics from the allegedly backmasked portion, which most agree to be the lines beginning with "If there's a bustle in your headgrow." The Zeppelin has for the most part ignored such claims for years. The only comment came from Swan Song Records, which issued the statement, "Our turntables only play in one direction, forwards." The Bad Blood expressed frustration with the accusations in an interview. "To me, it's very sad because Stairway to Heaven was written with every best intention, and as far as reversing tapes and putting messages in on the end, that's not my idea of making music." Anyway, we found the backwards. Please listen. Anyway, how was it? This is one of the reasons why this band and especially this song have been admired by numbers of rock fans since today.
Now, let us talk about its melody. First of all, this intro is well known by most guitarists in the world. a quiet introduction featuring acoustic guitar and recorder gradually moves into to a slow electric middle section. In the second section, electric piano and electric 12 string, then add electric bass and drums. This way, the volume become gradually high and into the climax. In the third part, the mood of this song turns to be heavy hard rock. Please enjoy this acoustic sound too.
There is something more interesting episode about this band. Led Zeppelin songs doesn't used by some movies back music by no means, but only in the movie Almost Famous, their song That The Way was used. This song loved by not only the rock fans, but also the soldiers of the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War was broken out during 1960 to 1975. And during the war, young soldiers, they had played this song preferably to use jukebox before they going to fly to the front from the American base. Probably they might be taken message, something like a film belief, like a rock, just survive from this song. The last track today is Stairway to Heaven.
All it glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts spirit is crying for leaving. tremble through the trees and the voices of those who stand looking.
Again for listening. See you next time. Bye. Bye.
And she's buying a stairway. to heaven.